You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Skye Payers first met Victoria Anthony at a party in New South Wales' Western Sydney suburb of Strathfield 10 years ago. They clicked immediately. Their social media feeds show that both trans women continue to remain inseparable. Skye, whose family are from Chile and Uruguay, says Victoria helped her to realise she also wanted to transition. But Skye says doing it while living in Western Sydney wasn't easy.
Transition when I was in Fairfield, it was terrible. Like, to transition, there was nowhere, no hormone therapy I could get. Did get referred to an endocrinologist in Fairfield by my local GP at the time, and he had never met a trans woman before and he didn't know what to do about it. Then I had to come to the city and a Taylor Square clinic.
Victoria also grew up in Western Sydney. The 30-year-old says although her Filipino family were welcoming of her identity, growing up in Bankstown had its challenges.
I went to high school at an all-boys school, and that was a little bit challenging. I was bullied and it was really hard. I didn't really know many people from the LGBTQ plus community, so I had to go to the city to start like meeting other people.
A recent study from New South Wales LGBTIQ Domestic and Family Violence Interagency, AIDS Council of New South Wales and Western Sydney University looks into the impacts of the marriage equality debate in Australia. It found many LGBTIQ plus people from Western Sydney who are from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds feel the need to choose between moving to the city to access relevant services or staying at home to be closer to family. It's a choice that Skye felt she had to make.
I felt that I have to choose between living my authentic self and my culture, and I choose living my authentic self. My culture is not very accepting in being South American and trans women, but it doesn't bother me. I still identify as South American.
Sarah Lambert, the Director of Community Health and Regional Services at ACON, says historically many LGBTIQ plus people from regional areas also moved to the city.
There's a history of us moving particularly to the inner west or into the city, and that's really come about as a result of safety. And it goes back to the days, particularly when homosexuality was illegal. And so we certainly see that with our communities, with people moving even from regional and remote areas, coming into the inner west and the city regions.
Western Sydney recorded the highest number of same-sex marriage no voters in the same-sex marriage postal survey. Australian Bureau of Statistics data reveals the 12 Western Sydney electorates that voted no are home to some of Australia's most culturally, religiously and linguistically diverse populations. But some in the LGBTIQ plus community, like 26-year-old Erdem, who is the queer representative for Western Sydney's University Student Council, are already pushing for change in their hometown.
People who are growing up now, I think it's going to be a great thing to see other people who are like you in a certain space, right? And to know that there are events that are happening for people like you, because I think growing up, when I was growing up, I didn't know that there were people like me. But now with the events that are happening, like Parramatta Pride Picnic, with the forums that are on, with the stuff I'm trying to do as well at my university by creating events and making things more inclusive.
The City of Parramatta Council say it backs a wide range of services and activities to develop a supportive LGBTIQ plus community in the area. Meanwhile, country towns are also increasingly embracing the LGBTIQ plus community. Ms Lambert says Pride events are growing across regional New South Wales each year.
Last year we saw 18 fabulous Mardi Gras and Pride events happening across regional New South Wales. Unfortunately, this year with COVID, we had 22 planned events, so the events are growing, but sadly they have been postponed for this year.
Emma Lawson, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.